We welcome you back to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and time to talk some Smyrna High softball. Coach Sam Shepard joins us here, and Coach, welcome into the conversation. It's time for that yellow ball now, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Getting excited. Ready to crank it up.
Well, crank it up indeed. The season starts next week. We're going to talk about the Lady Bulldogs. You kind of started off here with a pretty tough customer, Mount Juliet. Lady Bears coming up on the 14th.
Yes, sir. Coach Rollett and I have known each other for quite a while. When he moved from Lebanon to Mount Juliet, I knew we were going to pick them up on the schedule. And also, my wife just started teaching there this year, so that kind of made it a little extra special to get them on the schedule early.
Coach Rollett, of course, has been a long-time guy around the game of softball. He did a good job there at Lebanon High School, and going to have some pretty good talent there with Mount Juliet, so I'm sure they're glad to see him. Tell us a little bit about the 2012 Lady Bulldogs. A new season, and I know you play in probably one of the toughest districts in the state of Tennessee in girls softball, don't you?
Yes, sir. Well, this season's going to be interesting for us. We're going to be fairly young. Our pitching staff should be more experienced. We return sophomore pitcher Mackenzie Prince. Of course, she was a freshman last year, and she did a really good job for us last year, and she's been working really hard all summer with her travel ball and pitching two or three nights a week, and we're really excited about what she's going to bring to us on the mound. We're going to be young in some skill positions, but our outfield looks to have a pretty good seniority leadership out there. So we should be able to move it around, and we should be able to compete defensively with just about anybody we stack up against.
You know, the mixture of youth, at least the youth is not necessarily in the pitcher circle, so you bring back some experience there, because you've had some years where you've had some inexperience there in the pitcher circle.
That's for sure, and that's why I think we're really excited. You know, last year with Mackenzie coming in, we knew what we was getting. Her older sister had pitched during the past, so we knew what we was getting with her. We knew we was getting a hard worker and someone that was ready to dedicate her time to, worried about playing everywhere else. So she has really done that, and I've been impressed with her work ethic over the summer and during the fall as well. So she is just a beast, and I think she's ready to get loose and throw against some other people.
You know, you've got, three seniors, a couple of juniors, and then the rest sophomore and freshman. So you are very, very young, but that's a good feeling to have, to be able to have enough of the senior and junior leadership there to help these young girls come along.
Well, actually, we were down to the three seniors, and we had a couple of them that had some situations going in the summer, and we do our tryouts early, actually, before we get out of school. And some things that happened where they weren't going to be able to be around. They've since the spring have been able to come back out. Now, whether or not that translates to where they make it onto the field or not, I don't know. But we are at five seniors now as opposed to three. And the two that come back actually were three-year starters. So we're excited to have them back. I think that eventually they'll prove themselves to be worthy to get out there on the field. But if anything, they'll add a lot of support to the dugout, and they know what to expect with the schedule that we play, and so they'll be able to help these young girls mature a little quicker than what's to be expected for a freshman or sophomore.
Sam Shepard joining us to talk about Smyrna High softball. Coach, the game of softball has certainly changed over the years and has gotten more competitive, and this fast pitch thing has really taken off, and a lot of summer ball. It's kind of a year-round sport now, isn't it?
It really is, and to an extent, it makes it a little difficult in high school as far as doing a lot of stuff during the summer. We do a summer camp where we go to UTC and we go down there and do that, but it has to make sure that we schedule well in advance. But I'll say that it's a double-edged sword. I think from certain aspects of the high school game, it takes away, but it also improves it on the other side. The girls are coming in. They're much more experienced. You know, it used to be you had a girl that was a senior on your team. She's supposedly had the most experience. Well, here at Smyrna, fast pitch has recently just taken off. I mean, I think they started the fast pitch league 4 years ago. So we really haven't seen the fruits of that, but we've got girls that are coming in that are freshmen and sophomores who are familiar to the travel ball game, and they've played twice as many games during the summer than we played in one or two seasons with some of my older girls. So I'm excited that we are getting the girls here now that have been playing the travel ball. I think that's really going to add a lot of experience to us. Now, maybe not experience in our district or at the high school level, but experience in just playing the game. And I think that's hard to coach, just being around the game and playing it.
Well, it's yeah, it's obviously got to help in that aspect too. And you know, sometimes you have situations where, you know, the travel ball is even more popular sometimes than the high school ball. But to be able to put on the purple and gold, you got to have some pride in that, I would imagine.
Yes, and I think the girls do. I think we've done a good job since I've been here, and my assistant coach Clark, and the wonderful support staff that we've got here, in making it our program, a program that people want to be a part of. I know in the past, Smyrna High School hasn't been real successful, and at times may not even have been competitive in the last 5 or 10 years. And I think we've turned that around in the fact that we maybe not winning all the games that we should be winning, but people don't come into Smyrna and think it's a lay-down game, well, very few of them. So we compete, and we compete hard against everybody they put out there.
Well, I think that's obviously got it. That's where that summer ball and those leagues are going to help to bring the sport to more popularity. You get more girls who've had that experience, but also you're going to add to the population of those who have actually gotten out there and played during the summertime.
You know, and that, like I said, that's just almost paramount that they have that summer ball.
Yeah.
My first year here, we would get girls coming up for softball tryouts, and mom would say, I'd ask if they played fast pitch softball before, and I'd get a response of something to the effect of, no, but you were to see her throw the ball in the backyard, and I knew I was in trouble. So now when I meet girls, they tell me their teams, and it's very familiar with travel ball teams that are around this area and play. And so definitely the level of player that's coming into Smyrna High School is starting to change and making a difference. And just in this mid-state area, I mean, you can see these girls. You know, Riverdale has a fantastic travel ball team during the summer, and it just goes to show how important a role that plays when you look at the success of Riverdale over the past 4 or 5 years or even longer.
Well, Coach, we're talking to Sam Shepherds here, by the way, Smyrna High School softball. Take me around the infield and the outfield and kind of introduce us to who we'll see out there playing for the Lady Bulldogs.
All right. We're looking at starting it out this season. We're going to have number one, Mackenzie Prince is going to be our pitcher. And our catcher is going to be junior, Ray Allen, and she's number nine. Our first baseman is going to be number 17, Mallory Prince, which is the twin sister of Mackenzie. She's going to play first base. At second base, we're going to be running a senior, Sammy Musgrave. She played outfield for us last year, but she's going to make that transition into the middle of the infield at the beginning of the year for us. Shortstop, we're going to bring in a new face to this district. It's going to be Kelsey Russell. She is a freshman. She's going to wear, I believe she's going to wear number 14, play shortstop. And third base is also going to bring in a new face, going to bring in another freshman, Kristen Hunsicker, and she's going to wear number 21. Our outfield is going to change a little bit in left field because we did lose a senior or two out there in the outfield. Left field is going to be number 4, Abby Boyer. She's kind of been a utility player for us over the past couple of years. She's a junior this year, and she's ready to make that transition. She's been doing a real good job in the preseason. Anchoring down center field is going to be our senior, Lauren Stanley, number 2. She's been out there in the outfield probably the majority of her career, with the exception of she pitched for a while for us her freshman year. But she's a solid outfielder out there. We're looking forward to some good things from her out there. And in right field, we have another senior, number 10, Tiffany Stoker, and that's going to round out our infield and outfield for us. But so outfield's kind of has more of the depth with the age, and the infield got some new people and some very key spots out there, but we're looking through some good things to happen from those guys as well.
Sam, the schedule gets started off here really quick. Again, this next week, it's Wednesday at Mount Juliet. Thursday, you play your first home game versus Shelbyville, and then it's the Hendersonville Commando Classic, which is always a chance to see a lot of good softball this next weekend. After that, after spring break, you've got a lot of tournaments here. You're playing in the Softball Coaches Association tournament on the 23rd and 24th, and then the Warrior Classic. You're playing and hosting in that. So the tournaments give you more games for your buck, if you will. What is it, three games, and you can play, you know, as many in a tournament situation?
I believe it counts four games, but, yeah, you're exactly right. I actually just before the phone call, printed off the schedule for the Warrior Classic, and we're playing seven games over that stretch. I don't know if it's what I would call my philosophy, but we front-load our schedule with the majority of our tournaments in travel ball to get that experience. So when we're leading into the district tournament toward the end of the year and winding down, we've had that tournament experience, and hopefully it'll pay off for us in the district tournament.
Well, by the time you get into April, you're talking about the likes of Laverne and Oakland and Siegel and Blackman and Riverdale and Laverne. I said Laverne, all the district teams. Then you kind of keep things in county, and those are big games because it counts toward seeding for a district tournament. It's amazing how quick this spring sport goes by.
It is. Actually, you prepare all year long to play a season that lasts, you know, two and a half months max. And it is a long process, and sometimes you tend to have some girls that fall out in the preseason. I say preseason, I'm talking about all the fall workouts and stuff like that. And we make it, you know, pretty tough on them because the ones that are going to be here to enjoy playing the games, they've had to go through a lot to get there. And I think that's most of the other programs. You know, it used to be softball, they'd come out and they would just play in the spring, or at least it was when I got here. And we started up a weightlifting program, the throwing program, and running program in the fall. And we've been doing that now for, I guess, this is my 6 year, 5 years here. And I think it's really went a long way to help our girls, you know, be able to stay in the ball game and, you know, be healthy. We've been fortunate over the past couple of years that our injuries have been pretty low. We haven't lost people due to game-type injuries. As I say that, we've had three get hurt this past week in preseason practice. But for the most part, we've stayed fairly healthy, and I feel like that we've been able to be in shape and endure that grueling schedule that these tournaments thrown in with two or three games a week puts on these high school student-athletes.
Sam, I do appreciate the time. Good luck in the season. We'll see you at the ballpark here coming up in the next several weeks and a couple of weeks ahead. And before you know it, we'll be talking about some flinging around here in Rutherford County, and maybe the Lady Bulldogs can get there too. So we appreciate it again. Thanks a lot for all of your time today.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and you guys have a good one.
All right, that's Sam Shepard joining us, Smyrna High School softball, here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll be right back with more from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant in just a moment.